this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace, and might I add, love today, because we're talking about love this week. I'm in Rochester, New York today, in the company of God's saints here. It's a great time being with them, getting to reacquainted with some folks, weeping with them and laughing with them. You know, internet and telephone is not the same as being in the presence of God's people. It really isn't. And let me just encourage any of you out there who do your level best to try to stay away from people. I know a lot of people, they've come from Christian backgrounds where they were basically given the shaft. So they try to stay away from anything that looks organized, like meetings and stuff like that. And they also used to give money to a church, to a bad cause, and they stopped giving money to anything now because, well, they were shafted before. But listen, never deny the truth because of bad past experiences. It's great to be with God's people, and I think Paul delighted in the presence of others, and there is really no substitute for real fellowship in the presence of God's people. And I think we need it. You don't have to do it every Sunday or anything like that, but at least on some regular basis, be with God's people to get to know each other. After all, they are closer to you than your own family if your family don't believe this message of God's grace and the Scriptures. So you really need your family. God has basically made it that way. We're members of one another. That's why it's important to get together. And on that matter of giving, I know a lot of people say, well, we don't give anymore because we were, you know, shafted in the past. But guess what? If you gave to a bad cause in the past, isn't it great now that you have an opportunity to give to a good cause, whether it's to a ministry, yeah, maybe like mine, or to the needs of others? So, yeah, we don't tithe anymore, but we give to good causes now, causes that promote the evangel or the needs of God's people. And you know what? A lot of saints don't know their needs until you get to know them. And anyways, that's enough of my comment on that. Love. We're finishing this week up here, the love chapter. And love is defined in the Greek-English keyword concordance as follows. Love is a complex emotion arousing appreciation or delight in and desire for the presence of its object, as well as to please and promote its welfare. It's to be distinguished from affection or fondness, which is aroused by the qualities of its object, while love may go out to the utterly unworthy. Well, today we learn a lot about love as we conclude this. We read here in love, 1 Corinthians 13, that love is foregoing all. Now, the word foregoing is literally exclude. Exclude. It is used for excluding water from a ship and excluding rain from a house by means of a roof. It simply means to hold out against. So love holds out. Love always conquers the invading elements. There are things that are contrary to love. Sometimes somebody may do something you don't like. That's like the rain hitting the roof, but love doesn't let it in. Love is foregoing all. It is also, it says, believing all. In other words, love has unlimited faith in its object. Love always has an object. Remember that. And for us, it's people. Is expecting all. In other words, love is a future. It will always love its object. It says it's enduring all. In other words, it loves under all conditions. You know, we always talk about the unconditional love of God. What about the unconditional love of the saints? Do we have unconditional love? Or are we petty? Are we willing to write people off and not love them because maybe they're not like us in our personality or even our income bracket? Love endures all. It loves under all conditions. No wonder, as we look at 1 Corinthians 13, no wonder Paul says, be pursuing love. Let's just read 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Love is patient, is kind. Love is not jealous. Love is not bragging, is not puffed up, is not indecent, is not self-seeking, is not incensed, is not taking account of evil, is not rejoicing in injustice, yet is rejoicing together with the truth, is foregoing all, is believing all, is expecting all, is enduring all. Love is never lapsing. Having seen all this, no wonder Paul says love is never lapsing. The greatest is love, so be pursuing love, Paul says. How about we pursue it together? Remember, love desires the presence of its object. Love promotes the welfare of its object, and love goes out to the utterly unworthy. So don't you become the standard. Don't you judge people by your own standards. In other words, if they're like you, they're lovable. But if they're not like you, they're not. Love loves the unworthy. And by the way, you might not be so lovable yourself to others. Think of that. But love overlooks all that. It goes out to love all. Paul says, "Become then imitators of God as beloved children, and be walking in love according as Christ also loves you, and gives himself up for us an approach present and a sacrifice to God for a fragrant odor." That's Ephesians 5. And let's conclude with the prayer of the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. "Now may the Lord cause you to increase and superabound in love for one another and for all, even as we also for you. Since Christ died for all, we love all for whom Christ died. We love the family of faith, and we love all humanity." Well, this is Dan Sheridan. I'm here in Rochester. The conference begins tonight. It is going to be awesome. And just getting reacquainted with some of the saints here has been just been an absolute blessing. And I hope to see you here tonight or this weekend. If not, next week we'll be in Birmingham, Alabama. Details on the website under at SheridanVoice.com under conferences and speaking engagements. I really hope to see you here this weekend. Next week, we're going to talk about love in the Ephesian letter. There's a phrase in Ephesians, "in love." Like in, I'll give you a hint, Ephesians 1, it says that the Father chose us in love. Let me quote it exactly. Paul says, "In love, he designated us beforehand for the place of a son." The phrase "in love" in Ephesians. We're going to go through Paul's letter to the Ephesians and see how many times that occurs. Not just the word love, but "in love." And then again, we're going to look at that in Paul's mature letter, the letter to the Ephesians. That'll be next weekend. This is Dan Sheridan. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God as he's revealed in the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be. Have a fantastic evening.